The objective of our study was to explore the potential use of exploratory spatial data analysis methods, which I'll refer to as ESDA, to study county-level spatial temporal patterns in sexually transmitted diseases. We focused on chlamydia rates in the state of Texas. So why ESDA, or exploratory spatial data analysis? Why use this method? Using this method allows you to determine the presence and extent of spatial dependence, and the whole concept of spatial dependence looks at, does location matters? And what we wanted to identify was if CT rates in a particular county in the state of Texas, if they were dependent on the rates in the neighboring county. Using ESDA also allows you to explore the impacts of on neighboring areas, so the differences that you see, what's the impact of it, and you can also test the significance of those variations. This is also a useful method to pick up warning signs of increases in any particular STD that may otherwise be noticeable. We focused on chlamydia, but it could easily be applied to gonorrhea or whatever your disease of interest is. It's also a great way to identify global and local outliers, meaning you can look at globally, we looked at what happened in Texas, but locally we looked at what happened at the county level, and this could help health officials direct their attention and or resources to hot spots or problem areas, serving as a first step to providing a better understanding of what's going on within a local context, and that could help providers or health officials develop more location-specific programs that take into account both global and local influences. So the data we used is surveillance data that's maintained at the CDC, and we use Texas county level as our spatial unit of analysis. We examined data for the year 2004 and 2005. We looked at their chlamydia incidence rates, and we included in that all ages, races, and gender, both male and female, and CT rates are expressed per 100,000 residents. All rates were adjusted to reduce variance instability using the empirical Bayesian smoothing method, and this method allowed us to adjust for our rates, taking into account population differences or differences in the population size. Here's a simple diagram of our three-step methodology, and I'd like to highlight that we went through all three steps when we looked at data for 2004, when we looked at data for 2005, and when we looked at the trend between or the percent change looking at data from 2004 to the 2005, we went through all three of these steps. So step one, we mapped out our data into classes to provide some type of visual identification of clusters or outliers. And after we did that, we went on to step two, and conducted a formal test statistic to confirm if there was spatial dependence or outliers in the state of Texas. Thirdly, we went on to compute the local Moran statistic, and we did that to identify if counties were similar or different from their neighboring counties. And I like to point out that all of the data that I present going forward reflect our adjusted rates. So here we have that map of chlamydia incidence rates for the year 2004, and as I indicated, for step one, we provided just a visual inspection of what was going on. And as you can see, there are clustering of colors, or counties with similar colors happen to be closely near each other, and that gave us an indication that there was spatial dependence or some type of spatial association occurring. But in order to confirm our hypothesis of spatial dependence, we went on to conduct a formal test statistic known as the Global Moran's Eye, which is step two, and we determined that our test value was both positive and significant, and based off of that, we were able to state that there was spatial dependence occurring globally within the state of Texas for the year 2004. But we also wanted to see what was going on at the local level or what was happening within counties. We conducted a local test of significance to see if there was any type of significance within CT rates at the local or county level. And what we were able to identify was that Reynolds had CT rates that were significantly lower than its neighboring counties, and Erath County had CT rates that were significantly higher than its neighboring counties. And as I highlighted, we did all three steps for both years and when we looked at the percent change. So here you have that map again of Texas, and it's looking at its incidence rates for the year 2005. And as you can see, similar colors tend to be close near each other, or there is some type of association or spatial dependence going on. And in order to confirm what we were able to visually depict with this map, we conducted the formal test statistic, which is the global Moran's eye, and we found that our test value was both positive and significant. And once again, we were able to confirm that in 2005, chlamydia incidence rates were spatially dependent in the state of Texas. So after looking at the state, we wanted to see again what happened locally, if there were any type of differences locally, and we found that Arendt County again had CT rates that were significantly higher than its neighboring county. Here we just wanted to highlight, when we looked at the data for 2004 and 2005, there were several counties that were found to be outliers for both states, and here you have the incidence rate, and here you have the counties that were highlighted that we identified in the year 2004 and 2005. Bell County, Falls County, Potter, Taylor, Clebrick, and Lubbock were both found for both years. We considered those to be true outliers because we identified them both for both years. So then we looked at the percent change. What were the increases or decreases when looking at data from 2004 and 2005? Here's that map again, and as you can see, there's that clustering of colors, which is basically giving us that indication that yes, there was spatial dependence when looking at percentage of increase or decrease of CT rates in Texas. We went on to conduct the global test statistic to confirm our hypothesis that our test value was both positive and significant. So we could say when looking at the percentage change from 2004 to 2005 in Texas, that there was spatial dependence occurring. But we also wanted to see what was happening locally. And what we were able to identify was that Andrews County, Glasscock County, and Mills County had larger decreases in their percentages compared to their neighboring counties, whereas Newton County had a larger increase in its CT rates compared to its neighboring county. And here I just wanted to highlight that we noticed gains. Here you have your counties with larger increases and larger decreases, but Gaines County, we noticed, had a very large increase, 173%, and I'd like to provide some possible explanation to that as we go forward. So, in concluding, what we were able to determine basically using exploratory spatial data analysis methods were that in 2004 and 2005, when looking at CT rates in Texas, they were spatially dependent. We were also able to determine that the percent change was also spatially dependent in the state of Texas. We identified that Arendt County had significantly higher CT rates compared to its neighbors for both years examined, and we were also able to identify that the percent increase in Newton County was significantly higher compared to its neighboring counties. Gaines County had a CT rate increase of over 170%, and as I indicated, there were six counties that we found to be outliers for both years examined: Bell, Falls, Potter, Taylor, Clebrick, and Lubbock. There are some limitations of our study that we would like to highlight. Because we focused only on the state of Texas, we ignored the spatial effect of the state's bordering counties. So as you saw, Gaines County had an increase of 173%. And just looking at Texas, we weren't able to take into account what effect the bordering county in New Mexico could possibly be having on those rates. And also when looking at Newton County, we didn't take into account what effect the bordering county in Louisiana could possibly be having on those rates. Also, because we adjusted our rates to reduce variance instability using the empirical Bayesian smoothing method, we recognized that there are alternative ways to adjust for rates, but we decided to use this method, although we recognize it may not have been a perfect fix. So what does this mean at the local or state level? ESDA, or Exploratory Spatial Data Analysis, can be a very useful tool to analyze patterns in STD rates. It allows health officials to both identify and monitor what's going on with their STD rates at the local and global level. However, it should be a continuous process. It could be done annually or semi-annually, or as your data availability permits. But it has the potential to foster and sustain collaboration between state and local health officials because it allows county levels to see how their county is being influenced by or it's influencing the rates that's occurring in a neighboring county and then how that impacts what's going on within the state. And also, this method, ESDA, it raises more questions than it answers, so it kind of provides the stage as to what. We were able to identify outliers. We were able to identify where we saw percent increases and or decreases, but we can't speak to why that happened. So further investigation would be needed to kind of get to why we saw those increases, but this is a tool that researchers could use to kind of highlight what's going on within their state. That's pretty quick. I'd like to thank you for your time and acknowledge my colleagues at the CDC and the Health Services Research and Evaluation Branch. And I'm sure we have time for questions.